Now, here's a consequence of one of the disagreements we just heard about. The Senate is now working on its third version of a bill to expand the state children's health insurance program, which President Bush says will prompt his second veto on this issue alone. Lawmakers say that while they argue 6 million children covered by the program will keep getting help with temporary funding, but as NPR's Julie Rovner found out, that is not necessarily the case.
For the second straight day, President Bush chastised Democrats for making what he called cosmetic changes to the bill to expand the S-CHIP program. Yesterday's lecture came during a speech in Washington to the Grocery Manufacturers Association.
You know, I made it perfectly clear that if you keep passing this piece of legislation, I'm going to keep vetoing it, unless, of course, it's a piece of legislation that focuses on poor children and does not expand the reach of the federal government into health care.
Meanwhile, on the Senate floor, where the bill was under consideration, Democrats like Robert Menendez of New Jersey were happy to return the president's fire.
This is a president who doesn't see the irony in sticking out one hand to ask for $200 billion for Iraq this year while using the other hand to veto health coverage for poor American children.
In the meantime, Congress and the president have agreed to temporarily continue to fund the S-CHIP program at last year's levels. Only there's a problem. S-CHIP rolls have grown so much that last year's funding isn't enough to cover this year's kids. According to the Congressional Research Service, 21 states will run out of money sometime during the coming fiscal year. 10 would run out of money by next March. Maine is one of those states. Kirsten Figueroa is the state's deputy commissioner for finance in the Department of Health and Human Services. She says the staff hasn't figured out yet what they might do.
We currently have 4,500 kids in that program. I'm not exactly sure that we've determined how we couldn't just pick certain kids, you know, and say you're not covered as of today, because how do you pick one over the other?
Iowa, like Maine, doesn't cover adults and only covers kids up to two times the poverty line, about $41,000 for a family of four. It will also run out of money in March. Kevin Kincannon, Iowa's head of Health and Human Services, says he at least has a plan.
We would look at extending or making changes in our Medicaid program to pick up some of those children who are in what's called the Medicaid expansion program.
That would cost the state more money, he says, but at least it would prevent those kids from losing their coverage. But stepping in with state money wouldn't be an option in Georgia, another state projected to run out of funds in March, says Community Health Commissioner Rhonda Meadows.
The state has actually law on the books that actually prevents the program to be funded 100% by the state.
Georgia's program, called Peach Care, already went through one funding shortfall earlier this year, requiring it to freeze enrollment and take other cost-cutting measures. Meadows says that turning the funding spigot on and off like this is having a bad impact on children covered by the program.
We are talking about a disruption for care of children who are in the middle of chemo, who are in the middle of surgeries, who are in the middle of getting much-needed treatment for diabetes and asthma. These are children who actually have ongoing health care needs. They cannot plan. Their parents and their health care providers cannot plan past November 16th because this has not been resolved yet.
November 16th is when the latest short-term funding runs out. Congress is likely to extend that for the rest of the fiscal year, but it's not clear whether there will be additional money for the states like Georgia that will run out in March. And Meadows says if the money ends, so will the coverage.
Yes, federal funding is discontinued, then the actual S-CHIP and then Georgia Peach Care program ends. It means that children who are in the program would be disenrolled because there would be no federal funding to keep the program going.
In Washington, though, no compromise seems imminent. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.